ridiculous to talk about a legacy if a specially constructed venue for the single most prestigious event of 2013, the annual Turner Prize exhibition, if you were going to rip the insides out of that and ensure that it isn't left for future generations, or even indeed for future weeks and months and years.
Whereas the Turner Prize obviously got a huge amount of interest from within the artistic community, it would seem, given the queues that were at Ebrington, it also caught the imagination of ordinary people, and thousands upon thousands went there to see it. It proves, perhaps, like they say in the old film, if you build it, they will come.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's a good way of putting it. Sort of the gallery was built and people came. I think that people came in numbers which surprised everybody. I confess they surprised me. But they certainly demonstrated that the old notion that the arts are of interest only to a tiny elite in society, it certainly gave the lie to that sort of without being patronizing when I say that many, many thousands of ordinary people, I'm one of them, went along sort of and were intrigued and discussed it, discussed the exhibition and argued about which was the better, the best of the exhibits and so forth. All that was a very striking example of the potential of culture and the arts. And we said that that potential is still there. We should preserve that moment and that momentum. And that's a good reason. And incidentally, the building, the old military building, which has served as a state-of-the-art gallery, climate controlled, for example, and lighting controlled, the all the moisture content and temperature absolutely perfectly calibrated and so forth, as a modern gallery has to have, and the state-of-the-art lighting and everything else. There's a cafe in there, so it's a brilliant space. That costs more than £2 million. £2 million. This is not a question of looking for new money to build an art gallery. This is a question of trying to get a proper use out of money, which is a vast amount, over £2 million, that's a big amount of money. If we pull the insides out of the building now, we've wasted it. It should be left there, sort of, and I have no doubt, and we on the board of the Void, and other arts organisations, I should stress that, not just the Void Gallery, which is involved. We're one of a wide range of artistic and cultural institutions involved in Derry, and we have no doubt that uses can be found very readily, whether it's travelling exhibitions, exhibitions of local work, other artistic and cultural activities. We won't be short of things to do in that building to justify its existence. But of course, all that depends on the building and the gallery still being there.
Are you confident you can persuade the authorities, the council, the executive and others?
Well, I wish I could be more confident than I am. But we're confident that we'll make the maximum effort, if I can put it like that, to have the building preserved. I know that even over this last 24 hours, since the demonstration yesterday, which has been variously estimated in the press as 300 to 400 people, I think that's about right, in a dreadful day, on a Sunday afternoon, to get that number of people over to the Ebrington Square was quite phenomenal. It sort of had much exceeded my expectations, and the range of people who were there, not just cultural activists, but trade unionists, for example, knowing to speak of the local trades council, sort of, and education groups and so forth, white and all, many just ordinary people who turned up. I think that I know that that has given some of the local politicians and so forth sort of a jolt. There wasn't a single representative of a mainstream political party there yesterday. That was the one depressing thing about it. Not one of the 30 councillors in Derry City Council came along. And that, I think, was not that they were hostile to it, but as some of them had told us, this is futile, this issue's over. That building, the inside of it, that building is going to be taken apart, whether you like it or not. I think that that's why they weren't there. Well, I know that some of the self-same people were last night discussing what could be done about the Turner. So we've moved things on a little bit by the demonstration yesterday and all the other campaigning. And over the next days and couple of weeks, we'll...